In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today, we pick up where we left off on our last program discussing healing through pouring it out and mercy. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We previously talked about how, for example, St. Maximilian Kolbe and St. Pio were diagnosed with serious, possibly even terminal diseases as young men, yet they pressed on in service of God and their fellow man. What if St. Pio and St. Maximilian Kolbe had fearfully opted out of service, waiting around to die? My guess is that they may have very well died much sooner, or at best they would have lived on in mediocrity, with much of the fruit of their lives lost. Sacrifice and service invigorated them. God sustained them and blessed them for their heroic efforts. You see, it is all God's work. Why did I, as the happily married father of 19 children, 14 living, end up with this really serious illness of leukemia? In some sense, this is a mystery to me, but one thing is certain, it is permitted by God, and therefore part of His most perfect, holy will, from which He always brings out a tremendously greater good. We know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. Perhaps one of the many reasons that God has led you to this radio program at this time is so that you will be in some way consoled and encouraged to make the very best out of your life, whether sick or healthy. Many who are sick are going to outlive those who are seemingly healthy at this time. But how long I live is beside the point. What am I doing with my life? Am I huddling in a corner, afraid, waiting to see whether I will survive this current illness or cross or adversity or whatever it may be? Or am I courageously living my life and using my gifts for the glory of God and the good of others? Or, God forbid, are things going seemingly so well in my life that I have fooled myself into thinking that I do not need God? So even those whom God allows to suffer must trust themselves to the constancy of the Creator and go on doing good. 1 Peter 4:19. There is no question that we are energized when we put our talents to work. St. Maximilian Kolbe did not bury himself in a corner wondering if he was going to die from his illness. Rather, he spent decades doing amazingly fruitful ministerial service and ended up dying not of his illness, but of a total gift of himself in gallantly laying down his life for his fellow man, a married father, as a martyr in Auschwitz concentration camp. The things that we fear more often than not will never come to fruition. As a matter of fact, we cause ourselves so much unnecessary agony and worrying about things that are really outside of our control. They are in the control of our most loving Heavenly Father. We are not in control. You are not in control. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil. Matthew 6:34. It is amazing how often the word poor, P-O-U-R, or its synonym, is used in Scripture. An example is in Matthew 26:26-29. Here, Jesus, God and man, our Lord and Savior, your Lord and Savior, is the ultimate pourer. Now, as they were eating, Jesus took some bread. When he had said the blessing, he broke it and gave it to his disciples. "Take it and eat," he said. "This is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had returned thanks, he gave it to them. "Drink all of you from this," he said, "for this is my blood, the blood of the covenant, which is to be poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." This was the institution of the great gift Jesus has given us, given you, at so great a cost. The sacrament of the Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus, which we receive in Holy Communion. Jesus taught us what it means to be a pourer. He suffered and died on the cross for each of us. He suffered and died on the cross for you because he loves you. His love is agape, a classical Greek word meaning the highest form of love that is totally unconditional and selfless. He literally poured out all the water and blood in his body when his side was pierced with a lance. When they came to Jesus, they found he was already dead. And so, instead of breaking his legs, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a lance, and immediately there came out blood and water. John 19:33-35. Yes, Jesus poured out every drop of blood because he who was sinless took on our sins. See 2 Corinthians 5:21. And as Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen has said, sin is in the blood. In this way, Jesus saved, healed, and completely cleansed each of us who are willing to repent and accept his bountiful, ever-available mercy. The water represents the living waters of baptism and the Holy Spirit. The blood represents the Holy Eucharist. Every time you partake of Holy Communion, you are being transformed more into Jesus and given an increased capacity to be a pourer like Jesus himself. We are given supernatural graces to help us to rise above our natural selfishness, to be selfless servants of God and our neighbor. Jesus, our Lord, is the definitive pourer. He pours forth the very third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, God himself, into our souls. Exalted at the right hand of God, he received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father and poured it forth, as you both see and hear, Acts 2:33. You see, we become temples of God. Everything from God is a gift because he is the perfect and constant giver, the ultimate pourer. Those of us who have had cancer or carry other crosses, adversities, those of us who suffer crushing oppression and encounter disasters, tragedies, are often healed in the sense of receiving a heightened understanding of our mission to be pourers. When we are selfish and self-centered, we tend not to be happy. When we serve others as Jesus did, giving all we can in whatever way we can, be it deeds, words, or prayer, we tend to be happy. Jesus went about doing good and curing all who had fallen into the power of the devil. Acts 10:38. By simply uniting our sufferings to our Lord Jesus and praying for others, we become pourers. The prayer of a sick, suffering person is very powerful and fruitful in itself. When Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen visited a sick person and asked that he or she offer a few minutes of their suffering for the intention of a talk he was going to give, he would receive power to be a great preacher through the prayers and sufferings of the members of the mystical body of Jesus. The tree of the cross bears incalculable fruits. Lord Jesus, please extend your mercy toward us and make us the happy pourers you have called us to be. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We trust in you. Now, I'd like to take a moment to say, count on my prayers. May I ask you personally to pray for me, my family, and all those touched by our ministries and apostolates? My dear friends, when we pray, let it be with unshakable confidence in a Father who loves each one of us beyond our imagination. The mountain has been cast into the sea. In other words, it is a done deal. Believe. Amen, I say to you. Whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. Mark 11. And before we go to a break, let me say, anything good and helpful in this program was from the Holy Spirit. Anything poorly done or prideful was from me, and I'm sure there is often much. But I always try to say what I believe God wants me to say to you. I hope that you come away with some helpful insights, encouragement, increased hope, faith, and fortitude, as well as some useful resolutions. I'm sure the Holy Spirit had something singular and profound to say to you personally. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Let's switch topics to healing through humility. Core material borrowed from my book, Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Matthew 23:11-12. Here we see that God's ways are not naturally our ways. We are called to be servants or slaves to others. Humility is truth. That is the truth of who we are, including the good and the bad. The truth is that we are beloved children of God. Each of us, no one excluded. No, you are not excluded. You are included. This is assured. The truth is also that God is God and we are not. He is our creator and savior. He is all-knowing. In constant battle with the virtue of humility is the ego or self. That is the disordered ego. We have a tendency of being self-centered. I have found through experience that the best means of making progress in achieving some measure of humility is through humiliations and the cross, especially those crosses that God arranges for us, which tend to cut the deepest into the hidden regions of our being, where the ego hides. The ego and the devil have this in common. They try to remain hidden so that they can be most effective. Humility is a key virtue, a foundational virtue. Other virtues are difficult, if not impossible, to acquire without a meaningful measure of humility. If our cup or vessel is full of our disordered ego and pride, then there is no room for God to fill it. If, with God's help, we empty our cup of self, then there is room for God to fill our cup with himself, to fill our cup with his virtues of faith, hope, love, charity, prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude. And from pride, preserve your servant. Never let it dominate me. Psalm 19:13. Perhaps you are someone who believes that he is a self-made man or woman and has everything under control. I will pray for you so that you are eventually relieved of your unfortunate self-deception. In my life, and perhaps in yours, I have had to accept and even seek help from others at different times, especially during my illnesses. This is a cross and humiliation. I remember when my business was doing very well about 15 years ago, and I was in the position of being able to help others with gifts of money. In retrospect, this giving was much easier than humbling myself to receive gifts from others in my need. Though I willed and tried my best to give God the glory, when I was in a position to help others, I felt powerful and self-sufficient, having the means to give monetary help to others. It is much easier to give than to receive in this sense. It can sometimes seem impossible to eradicate a disordered ego. The ego is a tough little opponent. It seems the best we can do is to knock it down time and time again through whatever means we have available. The ego cannot be killed. It keeps coming back to rear its ugly head. The reality of the disordered aspect of our ego is that it is part of the battlefield of life, where we have the opportunity to fight, to grow in holiness, and to give glory to God. Some of the means of keeping the disordered ego at bay include the sacraments, prayer, seeking God's readily available help, acceptance of crosses and humiliations, and focusing our lives on others, focusing our lives on serving others. I have always noticed that the happiest people are those who are the most generous and giving of their time, talent, and treasures. And that makes me think of, for example, Blessed Mother Teresa, soon to be Saint Mother Teresa. God accomplishes his greatest deeds through humble souls. The most humble person who ever lived beside the God-man Jesus was the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary is the model of humility. She prayed, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked upon his handmaid's lowliness. Behold, from now on will all ages call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Luke 1:46-49. Mary admits her lowliness. She then tells the truth that all ages will call her blessed, but she immediately gives the glory to God in truth. Mary was immaculately conceived, meaning she was born without sin and that she never sinned. However, she also suffered greater crosses and humiliations than any person ever born or ever to be born, other than Jesus himself. You see, the most painful type of suffering is most certainly interior suffering. Mary's interior suffering was immense, including such events as the Holy Family's flight into Egypt, the way of the cross, and our Lord's crucifixion and burial. The more innocent and pure a person is, the more he or she will suffer in the presence of evil. Mary was and is pure beyond her comprehension. Take an innocent 10-year-old child and expose him or her to Jesus' crucifixion while standing at the foot of the cross. And then take a seasoned soldier who has seen many battles, casualties, and deaths. Who suffers the most? The innocent child, of course. This gives us a dim understanding of how much the Blessed Virgin Mary must have suffered. This suffering and humiliation only increased her humility, if it was possible for this virtue to increase in her, beyond its already incomprehensive, exalted level. Cancer and other heavy crosses help us to heal. They heal us if we allow it, in that these adversities are efficacious means of attaining the queen virtue of humility by giving Jesus room to come in and crowd out the ego. We'll be right back to talk more about healing through humility. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion about healing through humility. Our Lord Jesus is the quintessential model of humility. One of Jesus' final acts on his last evening before his death the following day was to humbly wash the feet of his apostles. We look at John 13:4-5 and 13-15. Jesus rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. The apostles' feet were likely very smelly, disgusting, and filthy after a hot day of walking in sandals through the dirt. To wash their feet was the dirty, humble work of a slave. Jesus was giving us an inspiring model to follow of humility and service. Let us follow our master's example. Philippians 2:3-11. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interests, but also everyone for those of others. Have among yourselves the same attitude that is also yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. End of quote. Yes, Jesus humbled himself. Yes, Jesus is Lord. Well, you are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call us at 708-334-1988. You are so special to God. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.